General Alava. You are now standing in front of the cabinet dedicated to General Miguel Ricardo de Alava y Esquivel. Born in 1772 into a noble family of great military tradition in Vitoria, Alava would also follow in the footsteps of his forebears and would add activities such as politics and diplomacy to his career. Trained at the Royal Seminary of Bergara, he joined the military, where he would develop an important career which culminated in 1805 with his intervention in the Battle of Trafalgar. His return to Vitoria marked the beginning of his political path in the province, where he would become General Deputy. In 1808, Alava attended the Convention of Bayonne, where Joseph Bonaparte was proclaimed King of Spain, and signed his constitution. Later, however, he swore allegiance to the Parliament of Cadiz and returned to the army under the command of General Castaños to fight against the French occupation. In 1809, he met the Duke of Wellington, who was in charge of the Allied army fighting against Napoleon. Wellington would soon name him his right-hand man, and they began a friendship that would last a lifetime. Together, they took part in important battles, such as the Siege of Ciudad Rodrigo and the Battle of Vitoria, where Alava played an important role in the defence of his city against the pillaging of the troops, and also the battle that saw the final defeat of Napoleon at Waterloo. The display presents a group of objects connected to General Alava that have remained in Vitoria, thanks to the donations that he and his family made to the city. On one side, there is a campaign chest with a tea service used by Wellington, which he later gave to General Alava. It is of British manufacture and contains complete place settings for four people. It was composed of 50 pieces, 38 of which survive. Another gift from Wellington to Alava is the small, smooth-barreled Ketland brand pistol used by the British field soldiers. One of the most personal objects is the sash from his uniform, stitched with deep red silk. He is said to have worn it on the 21st of June 1813, the day of the Battle of Vitoria. It was given to the city of Vitoria by a relative after the general's death in Barège, France, in 1843. Also noteworthy are the general's bicorn hat and the box which would serve to store and transport it, on which you can see a small plaque identifying its owner.